hour. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We got the grab bag coming your way. I call it 20 minutes from now. Check in with WEEI Afternoons, Arcand and Hart. See what they have coming your way at 2 o'clock here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We just talked to DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive coordinator. If you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app. It'll be posted shortly on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. We're going to check in with Mike Nwenu shortly here again on a Patriots Friday. We've covered a lot of ground on the show today. Your Bozo touchdown parlay, four-pack of questions for Patriots and Texans. If you hear that.
Oh, the keys are on the way. Keys are coming.
Coming
keys
your way shortly. Coming. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you see Keith's wonderful, wonderful chain of keys.
Well, I don't have two or three keys, Jones. I have a lot of keys to the game.
Then the Twitch chat is obsessed with my Nissan Rogue key fob is what they're upset there. What does Jones drive?
The double fob is impressive, too. People are like, why do you have two fobs?
It's my car or my wife's car.
No, I know, but I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
You never know. Like, sometimes, which car are you taking to, drop the kid off at soccer? You never know.
That's true. Yeah. You guys switch cars?
We will. Yeah. From time to time.
We're pretty steadfast. I have one. My wife has one.
You ever switch?
Not really.
You never cross the streams?
Not really, because we got double car seats in both.
Here's where we run into it. I drive an SUV, brag.
Wow.
And so every once in a while, if my wife has to go out of town or something, maybe she'd prefer to take that
Lamborghini.
One on
So obviously there's not as much room in there.
Correct. We're a Nissan household. sponsorship opportunities available if you're out there and listening. But yes, that's the Nissan Rogue. Keith, I'm shaking around. We'll get to Keith's keys here shortly.
That's right.
Mike Nwenu. So let's get back into a couple of things Covington said.
I was going to say, anything from Covington jump out
at you? I mean, why is he so... I get wanting to sound like you're focused on C.J. Stroud and everything else. I'm just hung up on this. And he was probably instructed to answer the question that way. Like, just focus on your side of the ball. You don't need to be talking about Drake May in your interviews. Fine. Like, I get all that. I don't get the Twitch chat saying, how are you going to ask the defensive coordinator about the quarterback this week? Well, number one, Mayo said it energized the entire team. Number one. That would include...
Well, I was going to say, the whole team doesn't... He didn't go up there on the press conference today and be like, the offense feels good.
Defense is part of the team?
Yes.
Oh, it is? Oh, yes. Okay, good. And yes, the defensive coordinator is part of the team. Oh, it energized the whole team.
Right.
Is what Gerard Mayo said. So that's part of the team. You got that?
Uh-huh.
And also, he is the one going against Drake May every day in practice.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I feel like I get why he doesn't want to engage. Go ask those questions to Gerard Mayo. He took a similar track with us about Jabril Peppers, but I think it's pretty clear. Peppers has been in communication with a lot of people in that organization.
Right.
And I think they undersold, as a organization, I think they undersold the Peppers incident, to put it one way. I think they undersold that earlier this week, and I think they're defensive about it, rightfully so, because I don't think they did a good job with it on Monday, namely Gerard Mayo.
And with the commissioner's exempt list, too, I don't know how quickly they move. I feel like the NFL moves pretty slow with certain things. I was surprised how quick he went on the list, but now I don't know if they're... Because what's the next court date is in November, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
So if you're waiting until then, so I mean, he's going to be sitting there for quite some time.
Okay.
I agree.
Again, we await Mike Nwenu. I'm itching to get to these keys.
As we await
Mike Nwenu,
it would be good today.
Who is, we're being told, calling any moment.
Well, they finally had an offensive line last week that started.
They
played the whole game.
Am I crazy to say I'm not? I know people are freaking out about the Texans and their defensive pressure. I'm not overly concerned about the O-line and the Texans' pressure this week because of who's behind the line. I know that probably sounds counterintuitive to a lot of people.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You got the rookie back there. You need the better line. It's a terrifying defense on the other side. He's also mobile.
Yeah.
He can also move. He's not a statue back there like Jacoby Brissett was 4 out of the 5 weeks minus Cincinnati. So I'm less concerned about the offensive line this week. Maybe I'll sing a different tune on Monday, but I'm not as freaked out. And some of that, Keith, is related to they probably had their best game.
It was this past
week.
And maybe this is the formation. And we all gave Elliott Wolf a hard time, but he was talking about we got to find the right formation. And maybe finally this is what you got. Yeah, these five guys in this order – certainly not one that you started with in camp and not one that you even probably thought about using for the first couple of weeks. But based on, certain guys going on the shelf, other guys coming back, this is what you ended up with, and it was probably their best game.
Okay, so you can jump in here. O-line talk on Jones and Keith. For more of that, we're joined by an actual expert on the offensive line, Mike Nwenu, Patriots guard on a Patriots Friday, and he's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike Nwenu, how are we doing this week?
I'm feeling good. How about y'all?
Good. We're doing great. We were just discussing the offensive line, how it seems like you guys will be the same unit for the second week in a row for the first time in a while. You move from tackle back to guard. How do you feel about the team's performance last week and your fit now as a guard as opposed to a tackle?
Yeah, I feel like there were some bright spots. I mean, obviously we didn't win the game, but you know, improving each week, and as well as the run game and then pass pro can always do better. But in the run game, we've been dominant. We've been able to move blocks and gain yards in a run game and average good yards for our running backs. So I think that's always something good. You can start in the run game, then transition to the pass. So, yeah, I feel good about it. And then moving back, I'm getting back in the gist of it. Really just getting to my guy quick and getting back to that short space quickness and that short movement of really blocking a guy right there instead of being that tackle. Where it's a lot of space involved than just pass there.
What was your reaction to the quarterback news that Drake May will get the start on Sunday?
Yeah, it surprised me a little bit, but you know, I'm sure whatever they're doing is the right thing. And Drake has looked good throughout the week, so I'm excited for him, and I know he's going to have a great game.
Does that change anything for you, or is it the exact same approach?
It's the same approach, man. Hit guys and block guys, so same old same for me.
All right, simple enough.
You said it surprised you a bit. How'd you find out?
I pretty much saw it on social media when I woke up that day. But, I mean, as I got into the day, you know, it was announced in our team meeting, and Coach Mayo said that. So everybody's real with it. Nobody thought different or else towards it. So, I mean, everyone's pretty much excited for him. Obviously, he was our first-round draft pick, so everybody wants to see him do well.
Gerard Mayo has said before that, you know, he wants to let players know things before they find out through the media. You said you were surprised to find out. Would you have preferred to have heard it from your coach?
No, like I said, I do my job, and, you know, I don't play quarterback, so I don't have to be told. I'm going to do the same thing, block for whoever at quarterback, but I just mean, like, that day I heard later in the day, like I saw it on social media before we got in and then we had our meeting for it to be told.
You know, at the beginning of the year when you guys announced team captains, David Andrews was one of them. Jacoby Brissett was one of them. Unfortunately, Andrews out for the season. Mm-hmm. Brissett now is the backup. Does that change anything for you now, like, as one of the more veteran guys on the team? Do you feel like you have to take on a more of a leadership role?
No, I wouldn't say, like, I wouldn't say because of those things I feel that way. I already felt that way, and I was approaching this year in general of more leadership and just leading guys. I have a lot of younger guys and a lot of new guys on the O-line as a whole, so that's already been a motive, and really just as a whole team, you know, being there for the younger guys and being there as a outlet for other guys that we have on the team.
We've talked a lot this week about the Texans and how they apply pressure. What is that defensive front? What sort of challenge does it present to you guys?
Yeah, they have a real good front. They've been playing real good defensive ball, so it'll really just come out to us individually and then collectively in pass pro.
Okay, he's Mike Nwenu, Patriots right guard, Pats and Texans on Sunday at Gillette, the debut of Drake May. Mike, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Mike, you too.
Mike and Wenu.
Good luck on Sunday.
Presented by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
You know, it's funny that the combination that they came up with on the O-line last week is one that nobody ever would have predicted. You could have given me somebody 1,000 guesses. Be like, all right, what's the week 5 combination going to be?
You guys love PFF. Vedarian Lowe was the top graded tackle last week.
That is true.
He didn't allow a single pressure.
Yeah.
So he is Jonathan Ogden now all of a sudden on the left side.
You gotta be careful playing that game though, because people don't like Christian Gonzalez's PFF grade. You can't prop up Vedarian Lowe. Like, that's a dangerous game to play.
But if I said it's gonna be Jacobs, Jordan, Leverett, on Wenu, and Lowe, you'd be like, yeah, that sounds good.
Let's go with that. Would not have been my guess.
No, there you go.
He said he was a bit surprised to find out, and he did confirm he found out on social media.
How do you like that? Who do you think he falls? Rap or Schefter?
Probably both.
Maybe both.
You know what I realized the other day,
Keith? What's that?
I still follow Woj. I probably need to unfollow
him. Yeah, useless.
I got St. Bonaventure updates.
Right?
I probably
can unfollow begging people to go to St. Bonaventure. You're like, I don't need to follow this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably not going to have many scoops.
Hear that?
I hear it.
What do we got right now?
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Okay, here we go. We have the 1-4 Patriots taking on the 4-1 Texans at Gillette Stadium Sunday at 1 o'clock. Depending on where you shop, Patriots are getting 6.5 points.
I don't like that as much.
6.5 points. The total is 37.5. So still a relatively low over under. But let's get into the keys. The Patriots are undefeated against the Texans at Gillette Stadium.
Very impressive.
The first touchdown in Texans franchise history was a pass from David Carr to Billy Miller. No, not that Billy Miller. CJ Stroud is most likely to throw a touchdown on third down.
Now, this didn't play out with Brock Purdy last week on second down.
Not necessarily.
Which means CJ Stroud, do.
CJ Stroud most likely to throw an interception on second down.
Got to get to him early.
Early in the
drive.
C.J. Stroud has a losing record outdoors.
You know where they're playing this week.
Outdoors. The Texans once wore Letterman jackets prior to a playoff game against the Patriots in which they lost by 100.
Might have been more.
Joe Cardona has played in 150 regular season games.
It's like a hockey game. They hand out little ribbons for every time you play 100, 150, 200.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You get like a little coin. Huh. If the guy who named the Texans was in charge of naming the Patriots, they would have been the New England New Englanders. He was in charge. The name Texans.
Yeah.
Back in 2002.
Yeah.
Beat out four other finalists.
Oh.
They were the Apollos.
Okay.
Bobcats.
All right.
Stallions.
Yep.
And Wildcatters.
I kind of like Wildcatters. That's not bad. That's oil.
You big the oil derricks,
yeah,
right?
You're like an oilman, yeah.
They couldn't take oilers.
Oil derricks.
That's what that is. Oh,
well, hang on a second. Let's not wish away the keys here.
My God. Hunter Henry is 14 yards shy of passing Tony Romo for eighth on the Patriots' all-time receiving yards by a tight end list.
Tony Romeo?
Romeo?
Eighth? Romo? Yeah, it's wow.
Tight end list? Hunter Henry?
Yeah.
Tony Boselli was the Texans' first pick in the expansion draft. He never played a game for them, and Bruce Smith thinks he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Is Boselli like an Eli Manning type?
No.
The expansion draft does. He was exposed by Jacksonville.
Sorry. But then he was like on the shelf and then never played. He was their first pick. Never played for
Bruce Smith. Bruce Smith says, how dare you?
So he got into the Hall of Fame. Boselli did. Quick side story within the keys. Tony Boselli, his highlight to get into the Hall of Fame was he like stuffed Bruce Smith in a couple of games.
Nice.
And even Bruce Smith was like, yeah, that shouldn't get him in the Hall of Fame. Like, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Like, all right.
The Houston Texans took one player from the Patriots in the expansion draft.
Oh.
I'll give you $100 if you can guess who it was.
What's the year again? 2002?
Give you a crisp $100 bill.
Wiggy.
Good guess, but
wow,
no.
That is a
great guess, but no.
I don't know.
We're looking for safety Matt Stevens.
Oh.
Safety Matt Stevens.
Can't say I remember him.
No. This is the Texans' 23rd season, and they've had 21 different starting quarterbacks.
Wow.
That's a lot of quarterbacks.
I want to be there.
The Houston Rockets won two NBA titles while Michael Jordan was playing baseball. Should those count? Some say no.
I count them, but I don't look at them very favorably.
No, those aren't great.
Yeah.
And finally, Our Derek-less streak will come to an end this Sunday as both Derek Stingley Jr. and Derek Barnett will be on the field for the Texans. Double Derek action.
Two of them.
Two Derek. Not one, but two Derek's.
Wow.
Okay, I said
both
earlier.
Both on defense. They're hogging all the Derek's.
I said earlier I thought the Pats were going to cover. Now
they have so many. Yeah. Changing your tune?
Shooketh.
I would be shooketh, too. Yeah. Two Derek's on defense. So Drake may have to go up against two Derek's? No, thank you.
Don't love that.
Might want to call this one early.
Did you answer Apollos, Stallions, Wildcatters, or Bobcats? What did you like there? And did you like any better than the Texans?
I like all four better than the Texans. I think that's the worst choice possible.
The New England New Englanders.
That's what you're telling them. Uh-huh. That's the New England New Englanders. I would have gone with maybe the Wildcatters. It's kind of neat.
That's what I said.
Stallions isn't bad. Apollos.
What's SMU? Oh, they're Mustangs.
They're the Mustangs.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I like Wildcatter.
Yeah. They're like, no, we want to be the Texans. I don't know what uniforms they're wearing this weekend, but the...
those awful ones that
I
wore the
other week. I hope
it's
not the ones from last week.
I don't believe it. Patriots are going to win the uniform battle, no doubt.
Oh, yes. That's Pat right. Patriot throwbacks. I should have added that to the keys. They're wearing the Pat Patriot throwbacks.
I didn't want to
rub that in, but... Keys. It's not Jones's keys. It wouldn't make any sense.
The uniforms.
Red uniforms. Okay. White helmets. Nobody's reached out to me about getting me a Patriots helmet.
No.
Crickets on that front.
Wiggy didn't.
Should have asked on Wenu.
I assume somebody would just send one in the mail to me.
Should have asked on Wenu.
Mike, can I get one of your game-worn helmets?
How about Monday?
Hunter on Monday. Well,
exactly. And Wenu needs it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry on Monday.
Hunter Henry Monday. Can I have your helmet?
Dietrich Wise.
See, I mean, not to...
Gonzo, you might need to... He'll answer you very quickly, I'd imagine. It's either
phrase?
A yes or a no and not much else.
not to look a gift horse in the mouth, I believe is what it is. I don't think I want like a big cage like Onwenu has. I'd rather have like a...
Oh, well, now you're...
You want the single bar. Like a
no, getting, I don't want to... Somewhere picky. In between.
Now you're getting picky.
No, I know. I should just take the big... Remember the guy that had like the beehive helmet that had like 100 lines down the middle and 100 lines across the thing? That was intense. I don't want that one.
It was. No. All right, those are your keys.
Thank you.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
For listening.
Good stuff for you. Yep. Listen to how awful these keys sound. The second week in a row, I have a set at home that I wanted to bring in. I forgot them. Got to bring them in.
You got to bring those bad boys in.
Got to bring them in. The fobs aren't working. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on Keith's keys, our wonderful interviews here. I've been told, did I flub a question to Mike and Wenu?
I probably did.
Did I say, have you preferred to have heard it from your coach? Did I say that?
Who cares?
That's what our buddy Matt tweeted at me.
You have heard it?
At Jones WE. Did I say, have you heard it?
We don't do English too good here. It's all right.
I mean, I'm not ruling it out. I'd have to go back and listen to it. Billy Lanny, listen to him with all the latest here in trending. And we're right back with Time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it absolutely is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, wrapping up another banner week. And speaking of that, Jones, because we had kind of back-to-back there, we had DeMarcus Covington and Mike Onwenu. You can check out the Odyssey app for both of those interviews. We had to cut short our week in review just a little bit. So we have a couple more quick things to play.
Great.
Within the Grab Bag.
Nice.
We're going to do it right now, including when you and I found out that Drake May was going to be the starting quarterback this Sunday.
What a moment.
Keith, you ready?
I am ready!
Yeah!
It's Drake May time!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's go! Season, Jones. We have a football season. Let's go.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm lightheaded.
What a thrill.
I was lightheaded. Yeah, it was very funny about that. Good engagement on social media.
It was unanimously loved, which nothing in this world unanimously loved, but everywhere you turned, I was like seeking out if there was anybody that didn't like it, and we couldn't find a single person. They were like, this is the best.
No one thought it was an embarrassment.
We love this. We want more of this.
And so, Billy can like track the metrics on like our social media videos, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. And Billy was like, initially, there was a lot of engagement in the first like 6, 7, 8 seconds, which... I think we all understand
same.
That. But as it went along, people were like, oh, it's just two idiots screaming. Well,
they don't do anything else?
Blowing into kazoos?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to watch this full clip, which is very funny to me. But no, I think that was the appropriate response.
I was hoping we didn't have time to turn around because the news came out very quick.
Yes.
But I was going to have topless women with like a birthday cake to, like, come in with sparklers.
Yeah.
Like, it's Drake May time.
Yeah.
Twitch would have to blur it out. But we would have seen everything.
It'd be like an old Jerry Springer show. The late Jerry Springer. It'd be like an old Jerry Springer
show. Yeah, the late Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Not one of the episodes with the racists, but like a different episode.
No, with the naked girls.
I feel like Ku Klux Klan was on there once a week. Are you like, really, Jerry? We're going back to this? Yeah, these guys again?
KKK Wednesdays.
These guys are a ratings bonanza. I'm like, I don't want to see these guys again. Like, this is enough is enough.
I kind of traded your soul to the guy at the comic book store. But look, I got some cool
grab bag.
Elf.
Grab bag.
Remember Elf? He's back.
In grab bag.
Form.
This is also from the Week in Review. Gerard Mayo's press conference, where, again, the news had already been out. Mike Unwin had already heard about it on the internet.
Heard about it,
as someone might have said. But this is how Gerard Mayo began his press conference, which I think we all felt it is now going to be a staple of this show.
Let me give you an audio representation of the Patriots' first 5 weeks of the year. Okay. How do I feel watching Jacoby Brissett every single week?
What does it sound like when I stand up after two IPAs in my basement?
See, that was the thing, too. It was a noise coming from sitting down.
Yeah, no, yeah, right.
It's usually a noise coming from standing up.
Yeah, no, it's
that
true.
That was him sitting down.
Hey.
That's a professional athlete.
He dropped his keys.
Yeah, right. He's like, oh, no.
Hey, Kathleen, what do you think about going down the hall? Okay, fine. All right.
Like, no, thanks.
All right, fine. What is it? What is it? Your birthday?
Dad, can you sit on the floor and play with me? He's like, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
You scare me now,
Dad. That's what it sounds like when you sit down. Forget it. That was intense.
That was intense.
But I would like to point out, was it a listener that said now when we do Tier Tuesday?
Yes. I think it was a Twitch
chat. Twitch chat?
Yes, yeah.
The bottom tier?
That is our bottom tier for Tier Tuesday.
I think it's kind of fitting.
Every week on Joe. I wish I could credit it properly, but it definitely came from the Twitch chat. Good idea.
This weekend, pretty big swing game for the tiers as the Patriots are related. If they beat the Texans, they might fly up the... You know what they'd be in?
Frisky.
Oh, rookie quarterback.
QB. Rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Who played?
Who plays?
Yeah.
Who plays?
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
What's going on in the baseball playoffs, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Yesterday, we saw a couple of games, including the Cleveland Guardians staying alive with a 5-4 win over the Detroit Tigers, forcing a game 5, and the New York Baseball Yankees with a 3-1 win over the Royals. Garrett Cole looked good. And Kansas City is now out. Yankees are on to the ALCS, where they await the winner of Cleveland and Detroit.
So not to do like how it used to be around here versus, how it is currently. Yeah. But you see Schefter's tweet about like the Monday in New York. It's going to be Bills and Jets. It's going to be the Mets and the Yankees, NLCS and ALCS. And I was like, man, remember when we used to have games like that?
Yeah, oh my
Where
God.
Where it was like the Patriots have a big nationally televised game and the Red Sox are in the ALCS.
We would do like, there would be a time in October where we did a couple Boston parlays where it was like all four teams were playing a game that mattered either on the same day or the same weekend.
Yeah.
You don't have that.
No, we don't really have that anymore. It's kind of like the Celtics play and then everybody else.
We used to have that.
Yeah, we did used to have
that.
I remember.
I know.
That's true.
Grab bag. Tonight it is game 5, a do or die NLDS, Padres Dodgers, Darvish Yamamoto. First pitch 8:08 from Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I know you're pulling for the Dodgers over there. I've been pulling for the Padres, and so I hope they pull. I don't feel good about their chances of doing but that is who I'm rooting for in that series. Knock out the Dodgers so Alex Cora, again, can look at the Dodgers job and go, oh, wait, I'm stuck in Boston? That job's open?
I want to be there.
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us
grab bag
is a dish that is best served cold?
College football week 7. And you have some big-time games, Jones. You have the Red River Rivalry, which is the PG way of saying the Red River Shootout.
Yeah, careful.
Number one, Texas against number 18, Oklahoma. They'll play that one in the Cotton Bowl.
That's a great rivalry. Not a great game, though. Oklahoma's down. So that's not a great game, but that's a really good rivalry and a fun game every year.
Oklahoma's down their top five wide receivers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next man up.
Next
you ever heard of that next man up?
What else you got on the list, Keith?
What I was going to say about that is sometimes, remember there were those years where it's like Alabama, Auburn, and you're like, oh, no, thanks. And then the next thing you know, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Iron Bowl decides a national title.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. How about number 2, Ohio State?
Yeah, this
against
is the,
number
this is the
3,
game. Yeah.
Oregon. 7:30 kickoff on NBC or Peacock. Ohio State is road favorites. They're minus 3, so the home dogs are the Ducks. I kind of like them quacking.
Oh, yeah, Ducks
kinda
are quacking.
Like quacking
Ducks
and
are quacking at home.
Yeah.
Give me that line again.
Minus 3 or plus 3.
So,
depending on which way.
One more time.
Depending on which way you're looking.
Ducks are plus 3 at home.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like the Ducks?
I did first year in the Big Ten, so who knows? But like Ohio State doesn't have to travel out west like that typically.
No,
so, yeah.
God, no. Unless they're playing in the Rose Bowl.
Give me a home dog quacking like crazy. Yeah.
I like that.
Home duck, I mean.
I kind of thought that was going to be like a 10 o'clock start. That's not bad.
Game day's there?
I think game day
is
there.
I saw this TV over here. He's on the screen right now. McAfee's just been at Autzen all day. Yeah.
Yeah. The another SEC game, which could be good, which is on at the same time, unfortunately, is number 9, Ole Miss, number 13, LSU.
I like this. I like Lane Kiffin. I like Jackson Dart. I like Ole Miss. That's a good game.
Colorado and Shedeur Sanders get a chance at home against a ranked Kansas State team.
Yeah.
18th. So, although they got blitzed last week, didn't they?
K-State?
Yeah.
Might have been 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Avery Johnson, the quarterback there. Good player.
Yeah, he's good. They got pumped by BYU.
Yeah. So this to me is the test, like, for all the anti-Deion people. There's a lot of them. One's taken over it, too. Actually, two of them are taken. Arkham went there, but he's sneaky,
like
very anti-Deion.
Like
it's a big test case for the pro-Deion crowd like myself or the anti-Deion, because this is a real game on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips. Eduardo Nunez. Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
Thank you, Joe. It is in time for the Random Baseball Player of the Day, where you play along at home. Bragging rights, obviously.
Yep.
Maybe you're in the car with friends.
Yep.
And you head-to-head. Who shouts
sure.
the name first?
Who yells it out first?
But here, Jones, Billy, and Nick will compete, and we've had some good ones over the last couple of weeks. This one, I want to keep it topical, with the Yankees' big win yesterday. This is a former New York Yankee relief pitcher.
Okay, we have to get this.
New York
Yankee. We
How
have
about
to get
this? This is 100% have to get. This is also, it's obviously not.
Mariano Rivera.
Son of a gun. No, it's not Mariano Rivera.
John Wetland.
Obviously, he's not the first. Ramiro
Mendoza.
You know. What'd you say?
It's Ramiro Mendoza.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, damn it.
That's it. And that's how you play.
The maid of honor hit.
Nope, didn't want that one.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips. Eduardo Nunez. Wow. Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
I was trying to think of somebody who played for the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah, like a Mike Stanley type.
Yeah, Mike Stanley. Yeah.
Like, you know, Stephen Drew type.
Not Babe Ruth, not Johnny Damon, not Ellsbury, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, Miller.
Ramiro Mendoza.
I was also thinking their great closer pre-Mariano Rivera.
John Wetland.
Thought that'd be too easy.
That was my other guess.
Yeah, so Yankees and Red Sox are probably just stay away from, right? They might be too easy.
Well, I don't know. That was a thrill.
I didn't even get to give you one stat on Ramiro Mendoza.
Didn't need it.
What if I told you the guy won 3 World Series?
Who is? Let me tell you. I named 3 Yankee relievers: Rivera, Wetland, Mendoza. Who even would be the next one you'd name? Who's fourth?
Jeff Nelson.
Ooh, Jeff Nelson. Mike Stanton.
Mike Stanton.
Yeah,
but I said Mike Stanton. No, Mike Stanley.
Mike
played
Stanley
for both teams.
Mike was like a catcher, first baseman.
Yeah.
Mike Stanton. Mike Stanton play for the Marlins.
Oh, that's
Giancarlo Stanton. No, there was a pitcher.
But he was Mike Stanton.
He was he was to start his career. You're right. You are 100% right about that. Yes.
No, but there was a Mike Stanton who was a lefty.
Yeah.
Real tough on lefties.
Real tough.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but I would say real tough.
Andrew Miller, good one.
Andrew Miller was good, yeah.
Aldis Chapman.
Aldis, bad guy, though.
No, not Phil Koch, was he a Yankee?
Phil Koch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. Pepsi guy for me.
Good.
Actually, that's not true. People are keeping tabs. I'm more of a Coke guy.
Do you want feedback on a new...
That was lame.
You want feedback on a new bit idea?
Sure.
People like the random baseball player.
Yeah, but that guy's mad about that one.
Well, no, he is. I think he thinks it was lame that I ruined it.
You didn't ruin it. That's how you play. I said Yankees.
I should have let you at least give it.
Yankee
at least one
pitcher
clue.
Play for the Red Sox.
The Jones and Keefe Show needs a new segment for the worst play of the week called Gambled and Lost. the act of squeezing out a fart that ends up going too far.
Okay. Well, I'd always thought a good bit would be bets I should have bet. And it's just you lament, but like, how did we not see that coming?
I like that.
How'd you not have the Niners last night? Yeah, that's of course I should have bet the Niners. This is all it is, like winners. Just reading a list of winners.
Rhode Island Sportsbook.
If we had parlayed these seven touchdowns, we would have won.
I thought about it.
I was all over
it. I thought about it.
All just like hunches.
I kind of felt bet our parlay, we would have had $1,200.
Yeah, there you go.
Should have bet on that.
Yeah,
son of a gun. All right, we have one more thing to get to, which is obviously very pressing.
Grab bag.
What the hell are you? I'm Grab Bag.
All right, this is the horror movie of the day, brought to you by the hashtag Dork Podcast. We are going with a movie from the 2000s. 2003's Wrong Turn.
Ooh.
Get stuck out in the middle of the woods? What's going to happen? Take a wrong turn?
U-turn with J-Lo.
U-turn, also a good one.
Yeah.
No, this is Wrong Turn. There's a series of sequels after this. The first one stars Watertown's own Elijah Dushku.
Oh.
It is on Amazon Prime right now if you want to watch it. Great. Great little thing. It's like Deliverance meets like a slasher type movie. There's some weird creatures in the woods. People.
The hill people.
Yeah. It's a very attractive cast. It's kind of what you would do. Late 90s, early 2000s. Just like, let's get the hottest people we have.
Good.
Throw them into a film.
Hollywood.
What a formula.
Yeah, seriously.
And it works. And this is a good movie. So check out Wrong Turn.
Okay. More Yankee relievers.
Oh, Goose Gossage. Flash Gordon.
Alfredo Aceves. Flash Gordon's a good one.
Alfredo Aceves.
How about Jabba Chamberlain?
So, Jabba Chamberlain, good one. Remember when the bugs were all over him in that game against Cleveland?
Yeah, the midges.
Yeah, the midges.
Yes.
Yeah. The Alfredo Aceves is a good one. He was the guy who blew the save when Bobby Valentine talked about leakage in the ninth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, great moment in radio history.
Dude, Tanyan Sturts.
Tanyan Sturts. He'd fight you. That guy'd fight you.
Tanyan Sturts got absolutely pummeled
by
Gabe Kapler and David Ortiz.
So I had it backwards. I'm sorry.
Sturts
so I had it
did not do
so
well.
So he didn't fight you.
But he's from Worcester, I believe.
Oh.
Tanyan Sturts.
How about that? Yeah, I mean, Nick, you want to comment on that? That's kind of your...
From Nick's by those guys.
Tanyan Sturts, Worcester?
Of all people like
sure,
Gabe
Kapler. I remember him.
Do you remember Tanyan Sturts?
In your face, Worcester. Take that, Worcester. Fight like Tanyan Sturts, Worcester. Okay, well, there you go. People are upset I spoiled the random baseball.
I do want to see Cuckoo. That's coming to streaming, I think. That's a horror movie from this year. Somebody says the horror movie of the day is going to be Pats and Texans on Sunday. I don't love that.
Well, I think we made that joke last week.
Yep. And that kind of was. It was. That was a horror movie.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. So there you go. It's the grab bag.
Yep, that's right.
Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keefe. Let's check in, see what Arcand and Hart have coming up. On WEI Afternoons, excuse me, their thoughts on Patriots and Texans. I think Pats are going to cover, although I didn't realize the Texans have, they employ two Derricks. I didn't know that.
Double Derricks.
We'll get their thoughts.
Kids love Grab Bag.
They do. That's next. Would you have preferred to have heard it from your coach?
No, I mean, like I said, I do my job and, you know, I don't play quarterback, so I don't have to be told. I'm going to do the same thing, block for whoever at quarterback, but I just mean like that day I heard later in the day, like I saw it on social media before we got in and then we had our meeting for it to be told.
Not exactly 60 minutes level question there by myself.
That was good. That was a good, well-worded question.
Would you prefer to have heard it from your coach?
He's like, what?
Hear that?
He's like, what are you talking about?
Would you have preferred to have heard it from your coach?
That's how the kids are saying it.
He's like, sure.
What word are you saying?
The best is how little I listen to myself, where I didn't realize I said it. Our buddy Matt had to tweet it at me and told Twitch that was like, oh, yeah, you totally said, heard it.
Oh, I heard it live. I was
heard it from your coach.
I was driving in and it piqued my ear.
You prefer to hear from coach.
I love the idea of coach being like, hey guys, we're having a meeting, and the players be like, what's it about?
Yeah,
what is it gonna be? What are you gonna say at the meeting?
He did, despite the terrible question, he did confirm though that he found that on social media.
Yeah, because the timing kind of felt like that was gonna be what it was, because Mayo said in his press conference that he just talked to the team, and we're like, well, we talked about it all yesterday afternoon and night, so
Oh, yeah. The only question is when he told the quarterbacks, if he told the quarterbacks. Because they had that whole clarification of when he said last night.
Was it Tuesday or Monday?
He meant two nights ago.
Yeah.
Which,
okay.
Not sure I buy.
Oh, you question that, do you?
Uh-huh. They question it. We talked to freaking Jacoby Brissett at 5 o'clock, and he's like, yeah, I have no question about it. I'll be starting. So, like, they had a late meeting.
Could have talked after that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or he was in denial.
Oh, or...
No, I think he's still in denial.
He's definitely still in denial.
Yeah.
But at that point, I don't think he had been told, and I'm not sure he was told until the next night.
I believe Gerard. I think Gerard was being accurate, and they kind of fluffed the story.
Interesting. And they walked it back. Well, how about that?
Now, does it really matter? No, I mean, I think he'd still be pissed anyway. He seems to be blind to how the offense has been playing and how he's been playing.
Don't you think it matters? Just like, if Gerard Mayo's going to make a big deal about how I'm going to communicate and players are going to hear from me, and he did, like, it matters in that way. Like,
but we already don't think he's good at that anyway.
Right. So no, but, but it's just...
That ship has sailed.
Okay, but it's just more evidence of how they want to operate a certain way and they don't. That's
correct. Because in week one, it was all about, I got to have the team meeting, got to have the squad meeting, let everybody know. We know for a fact squad never found out.
It's not new, but it matters.
Did you hear him? He's like, yeah, everybody has social media, so that's fine.
Yeah.
What? Wait, what? Week one, it was like the biggest deal in the world.
But he also said a bunch in preseason that he's like, when I talk up here, it's not really to you guys, it's to the team. It's but you also can just talk to the team.
You are allowed to.
You don't have to talk through us. And, like, hope we ask you a question that you want to get out there.
Like, is that like proof they don't listen? He's like, I know kids today. They don't listen, but they read their phones, so I got to say it to you. So
can you guys
somebody
tell Drake he's starting this weekend?
Yeah, you might let them pass that along, please.
As great of a show that we have, and as great of a show that you guys have,
thanks.
There's zero chance Ramondre Stevenson was listening to your Brissett interview or our Onwenu interview.
Zero?
How dare he?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Seems harsh.
You've been around
1% chance.
Could have bounced it, you know, seen it on Patriots.com, seen it on social media. The clips get out there quick. It's like wildfire.
That's true. That is true.
I'm not saying he was necessarily a P1 sitting in his car listening.
Do you think he likes the Keefe's keys?
No, I don't think he does, actually.
All right, that's fair.
Like, I think he does. Houston has all the Derricks this week?
So many Derricks. Double Derricks.
God, hey, speaking of which, Stallions. Is it me or are they always a finalist but never get a team?
Always tossed in there.
Weren't the Patriots going to be the St. Louis Stallions if they moved during the whatever era?
They were.
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid.
Robert Kraft saved the Patriots. I believe there was actually a logo and like a whole thing.
Well, I'm glad, though, because that's too many horses. You got the Colts Stallions, already. You got the Broncos already. It's too many horses. You can't have three horses.
Pretty heavy horses.
Wildcatters, though, is nice.
Wildcatters.
Kind of lame. Wildcatter.
Yeah, because
what is a wildcatter?
So yeah, what is that? I heard you guys reference
it. It's like you dig oil derricks with it or something like that. It's got something to do with oil.
So like a Yosemite Sam kind of character?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like being the Oilers without being the Oilers.
Yeah, the Houston Excavators.
You're a wildcatter. You're out searching for oil.
But what are you envisioning as you could have a mascot and a logo.
Maybe it's an oil derrick again. Maybe like you just tweak the old oil.
Same color scheme?
Yep. An oil derrick with like a face?
Yeah. Well, that's not fair. Like, the Cleveland Browns got to still be the Cleveland Browns, even though they're really the Baltimore Ravens. The Tennessee Titans hijacked it to Tennessee, or whatever, the Oilers, and then Houston has to pick a new team.
Yeah, how
that's not fair.
I believe the Texans were the Chiefs before the Chiefs moved from Texas.
Oh, boy. Well, that
I read this whole... I went down this useless rabbit hole last night.
Yeah, the Hunt family owned the Texans,
correct.
Right?
And so they had to... The McNairs had to talk to the Hunts and be like, can we call them the Texans? And the Hunts were like, sure.
Like, what do we care? We're the Chiefs now.
Kind of got our own thing going on right now.
Be honest, I never heard that one before.
Yeah.
The crossover brought
you heard it here first.
You heard it here. The crossover brought to you by the 99 restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 big meal deals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. All right, what's coming up today, guys?
Well, we'll have our big scouting report for the Houston Texans, give you every in-depth piece of info you could possibly want that wasn't covered in the keys today.
Not much left.
After the Derricks, I'm not sure. That was my top one there. We also got our picks for the weekend and expectations versus reality for Drake May is where we're going to open up here. What do you expect is going to happen versus what do you actually think is going to happen?
Okay, Patriots Friday, dial them up, 617-779-7937. We will talk to you on Monday at 10 o'clock. Full reaction to Drake May's debut, Patriots and Texans.